You know what we about to do? We about to vibe.
Jimmy Stein, on the beat, man. Yeah, yeah. Eddie Burning over here, man.
Wait.
You probably don't even got to pause it. This song is so
I know. It's crazy.
You might have to work that one, man.
Run it back. Man, you feel it in your soul, huh?
Jimmy Stein, on the beat, man. Yeah, yeah. As you got me over here, man.
Yeah. So, we're going up.
Probably don't even got to pause it. Nobody's going to recognize it, right?
Well, he's a new artist, right?
Yeah, Rari. Check him out, man.
It's hard. Well, you're featuring Future, right? Sounds like Future.
Yeah, Future did this thing on his name is Octavian. Songs Rari. Check it out, man. Spotify.
Pero si estás solita, está mal, pero si estás solita, está mal, este pecho con palo, el mono en la vida, tu money con palo, el mono en la vida.
I hope they don't Mike Marcus, man, because you kind of like gotta let it play.
Nah, we can just skim through, it.
But it's what I slowly, that's that beauty. She coming hungry, I'm not hungry. Them bitches gon' follow, they wanna know me.
The money gon'
follow.
These bitches, they be falling in love with the jury, falling in love with the spirit. From a die.
I know I'm doing y'all dirty right now, but I'm about to switch it up on you.
Nah, it's good, it's good. Shout out to Chris Brown.
He's like, yo, what you do to me?
Chris Brown is that dude. Chris Brown is that new, arguably, that new Michael Jackson.
Yo, I'm glad you said that. I say the better dancer than Michael Jackson. Somebody almost killed me.
He say that too.
I agree with you. Okay, am I lying?
You're starting off at the right foot,
man. But...
Can I show this or I gotta hide that?
Nah, I don't hide that.
Pay us. What's up,
man?
Yeah.
Just call me what you do and I'll leave. Gucci and Prada.
Hold on. Speaking of moves, though, if Chris Brown got moves from Michael, Michael got moves from James Brown.
Facts. Right.
Just gotta say that.
No, you, okay.
You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, baby. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody going to go crazy.
That song's supposed to make you feel like there's like two vibes. You either chilling with your girl, right?
Yeah.
Or you at a club and you just relaxing and you just vibing out.
Right.
But another side to that is driving 180 on the highway.
Yeah.
Not a vibe though. Not a vibe.
Don't do it, man.
Yeah, I can't argue with that shit.
Yeah.
That's a nice look. But what are you driving though?
Hey,
whatever. Everything you do, everybody go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you should have done all your break now, baby. I mean,
this is another underrated dude because he's weird. Young Thug, shout out to Young Thug. You don't mess with Young Thug like that, right?
It's good.
I'm an old thug, so.
Yeah,
school me to the game a little bit.
So, do his weird shit. Shout out to Young Thug. I think he's arguably one of the greatest talents right now as far as music making.
He makes good music.
He gave birth to all these, these new styles, but.
Yeah.
You love it when we made up. Making great diamonds like we're
I said I
didn't want to do the deluxe thing, man. But I'm ready for that some new. So they know what I do is they fucking with me. Let me know I'm back. Deluxe.
Go! Billboard baby. What's happening? What up? These hoes wanna fuck cause I'm rap. Yeah, I had to drop the deluxe. Yep, I went up, got them up in they stand.
Do it.
Blow at a nigga, no can. Whole ass little nigga, can't stand.
Can't stand.
Then they make me a hoe, I can't.
Yo, don't strike us, but how could we stop the music?
Slow that down. Pause that. Slow that down. That's another one. Damn.
Yo. Can't handle it. Tease that nigga myself like I'm Sam. Yeah. Let's go.
Baby just landed on the G4.
A G.
And y'all ain't even seen a nigga turn yet. My favorite song here is probably Peepo. That's your boy the rack, I got the hot hand.
That shot, he was hitting that.
Sorry.
Pause it.
Ah, man.
Gotta pause it.
Pause.
And play.
There you go. Got it on the guy like a
diesel. No,
yeah, bought a cash, coulda got the least though.
Yeah.
$250,000 in the backpack.
Hey.
Y'all gonna make a nigga bring the trap back.
Hey.
I let her throw that ass back.
Go.
Pull it on the ass, she's coming dead that. Shit, no.
Good morning. I'm David, and this is David Talks.
And I'm Dave, back on David Talks.
Big Frank, first time on David Talks.
Hey.
Hey, Macho, my diaper war. Let's get right into it. Diaper war. I don't know what's worse. Not being able to do something about the fact that somebody knocks on, your girl gives you a call, knocks, that somebody knocked on her window of her car. A man knocks on the window of a car that your girl's driving, parked, and says, "You almost hit me."
Right?
The guy was in the street with what appeared to be looked like he was holding a spot.
Oh, wow.
Now, I wasn't there, so I can't contest. But I can just say, she said she went around the guy. After she parked, he walks all the way up to her just to knock on the window and go, "Miss, you almost hit me." And she said, "No, I didn't." She said, he says, "God bless you," and walks away. And then starts taking pictures of her.
Oh, no.
I don't understand the whole thing. What's going on there, man? That's not like a setup. Thank God she's good, because this dude sound crazy.
But how would you feel in just getting a call like that in the process of it happening? You're not nowhere near, and you just feel like, you know what I mean?
Helpless type shit.
A little helpless, like, you know, but you also trust that she's going to handle it, which she did handle it, but I'm just saying.
Right.
That's that New York shit, man. They holding your spot. They putting out street cones and shit. You see that kind of thing? Like, wait a minute. I'm parking where I want to park.
Yeah.
But some blocks, you really can't do it.
Right.
You know that, right? You cannot do it.
You ask yourself the question, would he have done that if it was a grown man in the car?
Mm.
That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
I mean, even hearing you saying, not to cut you off, but even hearing you saying the story, it sounds like he just wanted to talk to him.
Right.
Wanted to see what she was going to say.
He was a weird dude, because she did what I was suggesting. She said, "I'm going to take pictures and film him," which she did. He's a weird looking dude.
Well, there you go.
Got it. You know, because you got to do that. Why would somebody take a picture? They were taking pictures of, like, the license plate. That was a weird dude.
Yeah, that's
she did the exact same thing, which she should do in case something happens.
Dang, man. See, those are the situations where you got to make a report yourself, right, in case something happens.
Hey.
In case you got to, you know, catch a body, self-defense, something.
Funny thing though, that kind of actually happened to me like a week ago. I was driving, somebody came around and then cut me off. And then when I had the opportunity, I did the same thing. It wasn't even a tit for tat. It was almost like, it was like he was driving slow. Yeah. He was impatient. He got around me, but then he just kind of eased up and I got around him. So I seen him in the rearview mirror actually taking a picture of me with his phone. So I had to take a picture of him and his license.
So you taking a picture of him, taking a picture of him.
My head.
Paparazzi, gotta
be safe, right? Because what's the alternative? Get out, stop your car, get into a situation.
It's podcast. You
think you really want to be.
Pod Karoski.
So I'm just going to cut
Pod Karoski.
New word. You just heard it.
New. You heard it new first.
Right here.
David Talks. I'm going to give this guy. All right. I'm going to be nice. I'm giving him five. All right, fine. I'm giving him four diapers.
Four?
I'm giving him four out of five diapers. Okay. What you going to give him?
He gets like two diapers.
Two?
What you think? I mean, listen, man. I'm going to say three diapers, but he's a weirdo, so fuck him.
Yeah.
Don't pull your window down to no stranger.
Some serious diapers.
She pulls it down a little bit because, she was just like, wait, what? But you never know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wild.
So.
Hey, I was ready to make jokes, but that's a personal note.
I mean, like, jokes, come on.
Yeah, but four diapers is pretty...
It's pretty high.
All right,
I'm going to bump it down one. I'm going to bump it down.
Buffalo.
I'm going to go with three. I'm just trying to be in the middle, man. You got two. I got three. All right, I'm going to go down. I'm going to stay with four.
Four diapers?
Yeah, I'm staying with four because I feel so anxious about those situations.
Yeah.
And then I calmed down. I was like, you know, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, it's better that she wasn't around too, you know, because that could have went left.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with my diaper award real quick. My diaper award goes to R. Kelly and his team, man. Shout outs to who?
Something new, R. Kelly and his team.
Shout outs to Chicago, man. One of y'all greats is bugging out. Apparently, three of his associates allegedly got arrested on bribery charges and.
Bribery charges on who? The witnesses? The girls?
I guess particulars. They alleged that they were threatening some of the victims or people in the case, involving the case. So I'm not going to get into details about R. Kelly's case. We all know that. And if you don't, I don't know where you've been. But for him to have people out here breaking the law on top of all the charges, it's just kind of insane. You know what I mean?
Well, the things that I've learned about the case is quite interesting.
You about to turn?
I'm not gonna talk about the case.
You're gonna get a knock on your door, like don't
worry about that, honestly. But I would say, it's a modern day kind of situation in the past. Some people are gonna get that, and I'm gonna tell you right now. That's for me. That's pretty close to five diapers. Just saying.
Up until now, I thought R. Kelly was innocent.
Bro.
Look at your face. You're like, what? I'm saying, listen. Every idol we have, every black idol gets crucified the same way, bro.
Right.
And I ain't gonna lie. For a long time, I thought he really was innocent. This is a scheme. I'm a conspiracy guy, man. Yeah. I'm like, they setting him up.
Right.
These bitches knew what they. Sorry. These women knew what they were doing. I mean, you ain't up in this house doing all those things. I mean, come on, man. I don't know.
No, that makes sense though, because I didn't know that much about him either. And I kind of was like wondering, like, I don't always believe the first thing I hear. I always do a lot of research. And my research found that he may not be innocent. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
He's a freak, 100%. But is he, like, doing things against their will?
Right.
I don't know.
But that all depends, right? Because if, according to the case, if some people are impressionable at a certain age where.
True.
You can. Convince people. I mean, perfect example. Let me just say this real quick. This bottle of water, right? This bottle of water right here was bought. But water's free.
True.
They convinced us with telling us that there's lead in the water.
Wait, tell me real quick. You ever drank water in Florida out the sink?
Yeah.
It's the worst water I ever had in my fucking life. Mm-hmm. So they need to put that shit in a bottle in Florida. Anyway, New York got the best water. Shout out to New York.
Shout out to Florida, too.
Florida
got
I don't drink water in Florida. We drink tap water.
Some people would say Florida is New York. Another New York.
Yeah.
Orlando, for sure.
Yeah, the mentality of the people is similar. Very similar.
When's the last time you been to Orlando?
Couple of years ago.
Okay, so they got one section, it's the Bronx, then you got Brooklyn, then you got Jamaica, Queens. Orlando's New York, pretty much. Right.
What'd you say? Because you lived in Florida.
You're right, definitely. It feels like a segregated type situation. They got the different ethnicities on different parts.
Yeah, that's true.
And Orlando's kind of like a hood, too. If you guys think Orlando's Disney World, you bugging. It's not what you might think. They sell, they sell you on the time shares.
Time chairs. I don't even want to get into time chairs. I don't even want to get into that, but I could do a whole segment on time chairs. When I went out to Pennsylvania, it was just the most incredible situation. It just seemed like I was in some type of TV show, like Office or something.
Yeah.
It's hard to say no, right?
I said, hell no.
Hell to the no. I ain't buying this shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that, but apparently they still making money.
Somehow.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. Yeah. TJ's on shout outs to all the timeshares
and Airbnb.
Speaking of Airbnb, I got some stuff.
We getting so sidetracked. R. Kelly said,
"Wait, what happened with R. Kelly?
So how many diapers he get?"
I wanted you to expound on the
what's that?
You know what you're saying about the free water?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well the water. I was going to say that water, always had lead in it. to begin with. And people that knew that, certain people were privy to that fact. The average person didn't have any particular reason to pay attention to what's in the water. We know we need it, we're going to drink it. Until all of a sudden, the rumor was it's lead in the water. So then you have independent people that's going to do a study, and they found out that there were lead in water, which was why it was easy to sell bottled water. This is the only reason people buy bottled water. You still got to filter everything anyway. And we have perfectly fine filters in usually in every sink. At least it should be.
Right.
So if you could convince people to buy something for free, you could certainly convince a young person, in this particular case, you're talking about a female, that somehow this is okay.
Right.
You know, especially we know that when we look at celebrities, we attend to, not we, but the majority of people attend to look at them as the new,
gods.
I would say gods. Say it.
No, you're right.
It's true.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And I don't want to say what, I don't want to say that.
To give it power?
To give it power. Yeah. I don't want to say it for people to just automatically, like a lot of religion.
It's an idol that we idolize.
Thank you.
American
Thank
idol, you. Right?
Right. Idol. Right. And that's a perfect way to put it, because people, if you say something that sounds like it's against someone's belief, they is automatically turn off.
Right.
So I want people to at least get some information before they make a decision, final decision on what you're even talking about.
Yeah, be objective.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I usually don't say that. But truthfully speaking, idolizing is another god, but people don't know that translation.
Right.
They don't put those two together. So if you have someone who's very religious, they can be like, oh, no, I don't want to hear it. Whatever he's saying is...
Yeah,
it could be completely true. It could help someone, but they won't listen to it because of certain words you use, but it's true.
Celebrities are... You've been around a lot of people.
Yeah.
You ever been starstruck?
I've never been starstruck. I've only seen someone that I thought was even much more beautiful in person than on TV. That's about it. You know?
Yeah, it's different.
And in that regard,
I saw Mariano Rivera, man. I got starstruck. I wanted his autograph, but I didn't dare ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. No, that's cool. But I just want to say that in regards to that particular case.
Right.
I'm not condemning anybody. And please don't take my word as law, because that's not the case here. And I know that.
Sure. Right.
That'd be against what I'm saying in the first way, right?
Yeah.
That'd be hypocritical. But I would say, if those statements are factual, whether we believe it, whether it's proven or not, I'm going to say 5 diapers. There's no way I'm not going to say 5 diapers. I feel like
you get 5 diapers.
The manipulation, manipulation
is
out of control.
Yeah. It's definitely
And I can go into that.
Right.
Because I know enough about...
I mean, we can have a whole conversation about...
Yeah, we can have a whole conversation about that particular diaper award, by the way.
I was going to have another original diaper award.
Which was?
But I ain't going to get into it. I don't want no enemies.
But what's your...
countries. But he gets 5.
Though. He gets 5.
Yeah, that's a 5 diaper.
I'm
going
to say 5. And I'm also going to say that I do love his music. And that's not... I do.
You about to get demonetized right now.
Call it whatever you want.
Everybody play R. Kelly in their house and don't tell nobody. There's a lot of people still bumping that shit.
Come on, man. R. Kelly is one still. Hey, Chris Brown is up there. And I'm not saying that they're on the same level or not. I'm saying Chris Brown is like amazing. And I'm glad we have a Chris Brown. You know,
dang, they get bunched up in the same conversation.
I'm just saying.
That happens.
It happened. Because we're talking about the greats, right?
Yeah.
These are great performers. I've seen Chris Brown perform live at the Barclays Center, and he's great. His energy's great. Everybody was happy. I was feeling that energy.
Right.
But R. Kelly is still one of the best R&B artists of all time. It's the truth.
Right.
He go down there with Luther Vandross. I mean, it's the truth.
What's great, and it's funny that you mentioned certain idol, you know, like you said, American Idol, because I was actually going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember Simon Cowell.
Of course.
The dude that says no all the time.
Yeah.
He just recently got into an accident.
I heard that.
Broke
his back.
Yeah, really bad accident.
Really? Wow.
He's on America's Got Talent now. But it's funny how that particular genre took off.
Yeah.
I mean, they're telling you exactly what they're going to be. you know, America's idol.
Wow.
And it's like everyone's ignoring the fact that you are idolizing literally.
Yes. Interesting. That's very interesting. That's very interesting that you say that, because like that title in itself, it doesn't. It actually does brainwash people to accept the fact that you actually are idolizing.
Yes.
And you know that is not a good thing.
Right.
Regardless of the
one of my favorite TV shows, by the way. Not the first time, but one of the few shows that. As a family, we could watch and enjoy and watch people get to that level, man.
That's true. That's that and what's the other one?
Great show. It is a great
America's
show.
America's Got Talent. Definitely and great show. Like that, which Kelly Clarkson, one of the first winners of Idol, is going to replace him for now.
Wow.
Which is funny how this, you know, it's full circle.
God bless him. Speedy recovery.
Yeah.
How many diapers you give him? Five?
Yeah.
I get this five across the board.
I never get five diapers, but that's just...
I think he only gave one other five diaper.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows how I feel about R. Kelly. Like, I don't give him no chances. But, you know, like I said, like, what y'all say about the music, I can't combat that, you know what I mean? And that's the existential question. Like, do you condemn someone's music for, you know, it's hard, man.
Well,
and it's the Doja Cat conversation. Like she's the worst, but
she makes great music.
Her music is incredible. I still
love Mike, man. I can't help it.
Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, I
saw my kids' video.
If we talk about conspiracy, like, I don't believe the Mike stuff.
Why not? There's a lot of evidence about that, too. You know what I'm saying? But again, to my point about saying, oh, Kelly was innocent, Mike.
Right.
And Bill Cosby, they keep chopping us down. I'm just saying.
Everybody's gonna get us today.
Wait a minute.
No, you're right though.
They're chopping us down, bro.
Right, every chance
they get.
No, you're right.
Maybe those guys are guilty. I don't know.
But you saw they trying to come after Will now.
Will Smith?
Yeah. No.
Well, Will Smith,
you know the little scandals with the.
Oh man, I want to
swing
entanglements.
Entanglements.
But again, I'm just gonna, and I've said this before, that for me personally. That's very old news.
No, very old news.
So many years ago, that's not... For me, it doesn't sound like anything. It sounds like people living in their lives the way they've been living their lives all this time, and then some person decided to want to come out and talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one person was the guy that got hurt by Jay, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to August, man.
Yeah, shout out.
You got any diaper wars?
Well, listen, man, if... A vagina has no walls.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of water. This is the bucket of water, man. I'm sorry, you're not gonna feel nothing. So my diaper of the day.
What?
Shout out to Cardi B.
Have you looked on the internet? Everybody's talking about wet vagina. I'm just saying.
I'm giving a diaper. Right. That's a one. I'm putting it out there. Right. Everybody's talking about wet vagina right now.
Right.
Look on your phone.
So wait. You get it. They are.
All that wet vagina, you need a diaper.
Dang.
Yo.
You need a diaper for the wet vagina.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was whap, not wave. Whap.
Put a diaper on that shit. Yo, a vagina with no walls.
Damn.
All that moisture is just a bucket of water.
Yo, I don't know. Yo,
man.
Shout out to all the WAPs out there.
Oh, man. Shout out to Cardi B. Love you, Cardi. Represent. B.
Yeah.
No, I'm just
on phone with all day.
Look on your phone right now.
Actually, I think that's a good conversation because I actually don't have a problem with the song. I see a lot of, like, conservatives and even people that might consider themselves liberal or whatever, however you put it, or even feminists, you know, as some males might be. Having a problem with the song, but I just don't have an issue with it. I feel like if you have a problem with that, have a problem with all the other stuff that's spoken about on radio.
True,
you
know? Exactly.
It does bring up
some issues, though. It does bring up, you know, hygiene and women's issues. It does kind of raise consciousness.
No.
You know what I mean?
And you know, it's crazy. Ignorance is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And people don't really, you know, tackle the vocal points of what that means and certain things.
Yeah.
But... As a man, I can't really get into that right now. But as soon as we get a girl on the show, I definitely want to have that conversation.
What do you feel about?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so,
is yours? No, why not? Put it on the YouTube.
comments. Let us know your thoughts on that as a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as far as what they say in their songs,
some women are gonna have different opinions on how they feel about
it. But even some women have a problem with the song. It's not just men.
That's true.
They have a problem and they're saying that they're portraying black women a certain way or Hispanic women a certain way. I just think that they should be able to live what they live and talk about what they talk about. Just like slapping my knob. You know what I mean? That song is out. Everybody
there's
raps.
There's a little element to that video. Hold on. You know what? In that video, Kylie Jenner's in the video, right?
Yeah.
So in the video, she walks up casually to the door, opens the door. Meanwhile, the black women in the video are working their ass off. Is that a subliminal message that the white woman has it easier?
Hey.
I mean, am I thinking too deep?
She just walked up casually,
and that's all she did. Everybody else worked their ass in that video.
I might have to look up the director.
Look what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying. I just don't want
to. Is that too deep?
No, it's not too deep.
I don't think it's deep at all.
I think it's to pay attention to certain things like that. Things like that do happen. Like we
subconsciously.
We look past it. A lot of things like that. Like it's nothing, but it really is something.
Yeah.
But with me though is. I think Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion should just be able to have their own career.
Yeah.
Without having such a negative focus on them. Have their song talk about whatever. Rappers over here talk about shooting people.
Right.
Doing drugs. Robbing people. Running out on a plug. You know what I mean? Like, it's no one's ever says nothing about those songs.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if you have something to say about those songs, cool. That's your prerogative. You know what I mean? And you can talk about Cardi B.
Shout out to Cardi.
But they get so much press right now anyway. You
know right, I mean? Anyway. Negative
that,
press is good
that,
press.
All that press is great. Yeah, and yeah. I think, respectfully, a lot of people usually that have these type of issues are people of the same culture.
Mm.
And I think the reason why they have these issues is because they're not familiar with other cultures.
Yeah.
They're not around Caucasian culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm around all cultures. So I learned that.
Where's the garbage at?
That's not the case. I learned that is not the case. In regards to, we're assuming other cultures aren't the same, if not more promiscuous in that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think if we knew that, I don't think that we would worry so much
about how we looked at.
About how we looked at.
Yeah, for sure.
If you know that there's other cultures that do exactly the same thing, if not more, I think that would not be something people would be so concerned with. Steve, I'm just gonna say, like, yeah, you know,
are we gonna give Cardi B a diaper or what's up?
Well, I gave her one.
Yeah,
you know.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Hey, Kylie
Jenner. I ain't mad at
her. BX in the
building. Everybody mad that she's in the video. I don't even understand why they mad she's in the video. You seen that? They had like a whole petition out.
Well, that was part of what I was saying.
I think people was the way she casually didn't have to work. I don't think people truly realize how brainwashed they really are.
You think they're designed to be mad at that on purpose?
They're designed to not see certain people. Like Miley Cyrus, for instance,
right.
She's banned from certain countries because of certain things. Mm-hmm. People don't want to see. It's true. Sometimes they don't want to see a Caucasian woman word things a certain way.
Right.
Like if they sing that, if she sings it a certain way, it's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. But in the video, if she shows a G-string, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like that ball and chain video.
Yeah.
People were having a problem with it because she was so revealing and she was a Disney star. So this is the mindset that people have. Like, right. Oh, no, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to be.
You're not allowed to do that. You know what I mean?
That's why they all go crazy.
Culture, it influences people, man. It really does. I think we can't deny it. It just does.
It influences people clearly, but it's because they're not really self-aware of the truth. Mm. They can't see that. They can't see the truth. The truth is that no matter what culture you are, you still have sex.
Facts.
The truth is, no matter what culture you are, you're a freak or whatever the case.
Right.
Then you can't escape that. That's you know what I mean? But again, because the way TV portrays how things should be, we really, a lot of us align with that, which is not even our true idea.
That's a fact.
That's true.
So this is what I'm saying is regards to people having a problem with certain videos. On the good hand, any press is great press. So yeah, she's only going to benefit from this press regardless. So she's going to stay relevant as long as she's in the news, whether she's giving money to somebody,
right,
which for some reason people find stuff like that to be boring. All right, so Cardi B, donated $1 million to the starving children and somewhere. People won't even consider that news. That's news to me.
It's not newsworthy, yes.
It's news for me. For me, that's great.
Yeah.
That's something I would talk about.
Gotcha.
But, again, it's not enough for people to, like, go, oh, really?
Yeah.
And this is the concept. And that in itself is a culture. People not even realizing.
I mean, we all have our responsible parts in allowing that culture to thrive on giving someone a pass because we like them.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to lie. You know, the whole controversy with Tory Lanez shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot.
2 feet.
Did you hear about that?
I kind of heard.
Wasn't it? That both? Really happened? Did she, yeah, wasn't it both of them?
I don't know.
She really got shot.
Shout outs to
Megan Thee Stallion, everybody.
Well,
my apology, right? Shout outs to them, right?
Wait, what were you saying?
Tory Lanez allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot and got deported.
And was it?
Oh, is that why? Oh, wow.
This is also an alleged.
We don't know. It's not confirmed.
Were they in a relationship?
That's another alleged situation. But like, based off of what she's saying, she confirmed it, kind of.
You're not shooting nobody unless you're in a relationship.
That's what
I love my girl, but I thought about shooting her in the foot plenty of times. Like, come on, man. You gotta love somebody and shoot them in the
those
foot.
Not my words.
Whoa. Hey, Macho.
No, you cannot use this against me.
No. Well, you know what I'm saying.
No, I hate you, for sure.
Passion of love brings the opposite passion of,
right,
you know, anger.
Because I like Tory Lanez, I'm not looking at it as, yo, get him out of here, deport him. I'm giving him that leeway.
Like, that's maybe the guy she was talking about.
Well, at least he didn't shoot both feet.
I thought he did. That's what
he said. Oh, he did. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He shot both feet.
Okay, I am not responsible.
You can't shoot both feet, man. You got to go.
All
right,
so
listen.
Yeah, so
when you like somebody,
some people like certain people, when they do certain things, you give them a pass. A lot of people don't like certain artists,
right?
So when they do things other artists have done, they don't get the pass.
They don't get it. Yeah, they wait for them to mess up and then they use it, because everybody, we all, including those people that blow whistles, we all make mistakes and we all gonna find ourselves in a situation because we're always learning.
Yeah.
So, and again, that's what I'm saying about being brainwashed. People don't take a second, and I'm just going to throw this in there. Clinton. I'm going to throw Clinton in there for a minute.
Which Clinton?
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton. Clinton.
He got a diaper award from you last week.
Oh, he got a diaper award.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clinton, we all know that LaMonica Lewinsky and gave fellatio to Clinton.
I wasn't mad at that.
You know what's crazy?
Like, as a dude, I wasn't mad.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because it's President Clinton, we call it fellatio.
And that's true. And that's actually true.
That was Rick Ross in the Maybach. He's getting head, bro.
He got head.
He's getting the dome.
That's the Kylie Jenner thing right there.
or he got a blowjob, right?
Yeah, from Monica
Lewinsky. That's funny, though. Shout out to Monica Lewinsky. She's famous because of that. Right?
That's messed up. Yeah.
That's the worst. That's crazy.
Now,
wait a minute. Would you date Monica Lewinsky? I think I might.
You can't say.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm in a relationship. If I was single and it was.
Hey!
I'm in a relationship. What's up? I don't care. What's up?
She was with Bill Clinton like a week ago.
Right, a week ago.
The nerve that I'm saying, the nerve that people have to have a problem with him doing that.
Right.
And saying things like, "But he's the president, and he's supposed to be held to a higher standard."
Right.
To say that is absolutely ridiculous. He's a person just like everybody else, and he's going to make mistakes like everybody else.
Well, those are the conservative thoughts that I say that you have. You have a lot of conservative thoughts on certain things, but I agree with that to a certain level. I do believe everybody makes mistakes, but I do believe also and should be accountable, held accountable for your actions.
Okay, so we gonna talk that, and I hear what you're saying. But if we're gonna talk that, it's still against the law to have sex without marriage.
No, no, exactly.
It's still against the law to
say that again.
It's against the law to have sex without being married.
It's actually.
What are you talking about, man? What law book is that?
And you know what's crazy? Even
against
crazy,
the law.
It's crazy
in the United States.
Yes, it was crazier than that.
Even cheating on your wife.
It's state by state. Even fellatio, right? That might be the title, right?
Yeah,
fellatio is illegal.
Yeah, some things you can't.
Like illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah, just like anal sex.
Nobody's getting convicted of that shit, though, right?
You're going before the
judge, your honor, this
never,
guy here.
I've never done it myself. Police.
No, that's where you got. That's where you got fornication from.
Yeah.
Those are laws, bro.
Yo,
they're not being
looked up. Man.
I remember hearing about sodomy, like shit.
Yeah,
back,
not even, I didn't any, know anything, even heterosexual.
I'm just saying. What?
No, you're saying the right thing.
All right.
You
shout out to the gay community. Listen,
No. It's not even why we laugh. Oh, okay. We laugh because it's like you hear about these things and it's like that can't be
that
real.
That can't be real.
Yeah, but it's like wow.
There's a lot of laws that's not being enforced, so we're gonna start pointing fingers and holding people accountable for their actions. We also have to look at ourselves first.
Well, there are standards, though. You don't think there's standards that should be held?
I think it should be standards.
It should be standards.
Even with Trump, right?
Hold on.
You always bring up Trump.
Let's just say, hypothetically, that Bill Clinton's wife knew about it and had no issues with it. Should he still be held accountable for it?
Yeah.
To who?
So wait a minute. You think everybody's just a regular guy and they shouldn't have standards? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that people should have standards, but not. All right. What would be the penalty for something like that?
I mean, that's not why he got impeached.
Right.
But you don't think that was?
No, it had something.
Okay, let's look for something on.
I think
it
was the three other girls that he banged, plus Monica.
I mean, there was other
Paula Jones. Should we go down the list? Listen, I'm old school. I remember that. Banging a few of those bras, man. That's why I wasn't mad at Boiling Face. That's why he got reelected. Let's face it.
Boy,
that's why they called him the first black president.
Who did a better job?
Monica.
Cause why? Cause she
famous.
Hey. Wait, who did a better job?
I set it up.
Yo, we about to get the crazy.
Yo,
we gonna have all these women groups against us, bro.
Oh wait, shout out to my woman. I love my woman. No disrespect.
Right.
But how ironic is it? The first black president.
Right.
Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The beautiful wife.
Yeah.
The beautiful kids.
Yeah.
You never heard a peep of controversy from that man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No side this, no.
Right.
Beautiful. I miss those days, man.
I mean, but
shout out to the
they're coming after him now, though. So apparently, right? We segue all over the place.
Wait, what I missed?
Let's go.
It's not crazy.
John Hanson, the first black president. I gotta say that.
Okay. Yeah. You know, the colonies and Google. Look it up. Yeah, I know you're gonna say that.
Yeah. John Hanson, the first black president of the United Colonies of America in 1700s. Look it up. First one. George Washington voted for him. But I had to
told me
that.
Something. All right.
I had to say that because Barack is not
Google it.
Not even the second black president. But, yeah, Google it.
So, you know, they're saying that. All right. So just now, Joe Biden, his running mate is Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Kamala.
I'm not the biggest fan. I'm like Kamala from WWF. I'm Kamala.
I was trying to say that properly.
Kamala.
That
is trying to say it.
That's how
like
I've heard it.
Days. Kamala.
No.
But Kamala.
Doesn't mean
it's not Kamala.
We still don't know who's right yet.
We have to wait for her to say it.
Yeah. I'm right. Kamala Harris.
Well, the media been saying Kamala Harris. That's I heard it that way.
Yeah.
But let's hear it from her.
But they saying that. We all saying it wrong.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's the gig on Saturday Night Live. You know the girl that played.
Okay.
Her, so
by the way, she is part Indian.
Who's Indian? Her mom's Indian.
Okay. So
her father's Jamaican.
Shout out. Correct. So
shout
to
out
say
to
the
food.
So the Indian people, they have something to be proud about.
Her mom's
Indian.
Facts, man.
And Jamaicans, American. Her father's Jamaican. So right away, the narrative is going to be she's African American.
Well, that depends because now already the media is printing the Asian, Asian.
And they should. Okay,
Asian,
so I take it back.
When they say Indian are
are celebrating that.
They should. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but, they should. But I'm waiting for the
if you want to get technical.
Technically, the continent was called Asia before it was called Africa. Really, that's
right.
Yeah. You're real bad, God.
You're right, Dave.
But yeah, they're saying that they haven't heard to be the running mate to cover up for Barack Obama's crimes on for his presidency. So,
what crimes?
That's what they're saying. You know how Trump is, man.
Didn't Trump donate at least $6,000 to her campaign?
I think he likes her.
But not anymore. He's like, when they asked him about it, he just talked about his vice president as a much better candidate. So it's like.
You mean Pence?
Yeah.
They're all a little wishy washy because I think it was 3-4 weeks ago, the last debate, and I pay attention to that shit. Kamala Harris. She put Biden on blast. Mm-hmm.
That's also true.
She put him on blast for his racist rhetoric, for his policies on the crime bill, and for desegregation in schools that he went against. In the debate, live on camera.
That's true.
And now you're happy he picked you. So this is why how that works.
But you know,
politics, presidents, when they ran, like, for instance, when George Washington stepped down from the presidency, when they ran against each other, whoever lost automatically became the vice president. Okay. They used to do that then.
It's kind of that way, I guess, in some ways.
So now, I haven't heard of that until now, that they're even going in that direction, that they're kind of still sticking together despite the debates. Because I think now people they're at a point where they don't care what you're saying now anyway. You can just come together and people just be like, what's new?
From my observation when I was younger, no one would talk about politics. Like, that's very personal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think Dave Chappelle said it once. So I was fucking my wife in the ass. They're like, well, hold on. Who you voting for? Whoa, that's personal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but now everyone's very open about who they support.
I am out there. I'm arguing with 6 people at the same time right now on Facebook. Shout out to all of you people arguing.
People are
turning against me because I'm kind of open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I see some things that Trump does that really helps America.
Mm-hmm.
And I point it out.
Right.
I don't like everything he does. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of shit, that Biden has done over the years.
Yeah.
That doesn't really do anything for us.
This is why I'm here, man. This is why
I'm open-minded. People are very close-minded.
I'm with you. I literally watch hours of Trump. This is crazy.
No, you definitely do.
I watch hours of Trump speaking.
Right.
I listen to what he says and what he does. Right. I listen to what people say about him to make up my own mind.
Exactly.
That's the only thing.
Most people don't listen.
Right.
They'll just watch CNN
and
make up their opinion on that.
And they highlights of the worst things he says or take things out of context. So I like to get my own. I still don't rock with Trump.
Right.
But there are a lot of things he does good for America as a whole. And then there's the argument to be had that Joe Biden is just, he has a lot of history against people of color.
He does.
So it's not saying that Joe Biden couldn't grow within a time period of 20 to 30 years. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, how much can someone change within that time span, you know?
That whole thing about not telling people who you voted for or that whole hush-hush thing is why I think that because the dialogue isn't there, people can't, their minds can't be opened up. Mm-hmm. They can't actually say, okay, without getting so influenced by one particular person, just listen, take your time, and listen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
So then you come up with...
So you listen to the Kanye?
Yeah, I'm listening to Kanye. Why not?
We have kids.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful family. God bless you guys.
Right, thank you.
And I just had kids late. I just had kids now.
Right.
When he saw my kids, he's like, those are your grandkids? I'm like, no, those are mine. They'll be the same age, right? It's your kids. So, the point is, though, when Kanye said that about abortion, which is a very political thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody made him look crazy.
Right.
But when I thought about my own kids,
like,
God forbid I would do something like that and not have those kids in my life. You understand? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
So, he wasn't wrong for that. So that part right there, maybe he went a little far after that, but that I think people can relate to.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this for anybody that probably feels like condemned, which is a powerful word, by your statement. It doesn't mean that anybody is judging anyone. Anyone that's ever had an abortion is it's a really hard thing to do.
Yes.
And I'm sure most people feel, well, for one, are greatly traumatized from it. It hasn't been treated even after like 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
So that in itself is a punishment. So it's not saying anyone's saying like anybody's worse. I've made plenty of mistakes myself. But to condemn him for his belief because someone feels bad about
what they've done or their choices.
Yeah, it's like, he should have the right, just like you should have the right to think and decide how you feel you should live your life. And I know that there clearly are cases where women has been raped and had babies that weren't theirs, that believe in life. And then, you know, some people would say, well, that's not right to bring someone in the world. They can have certain tendencies. It's a understandable argument on both parts is what I'm trying to say. And no one's condemned for it, but to slam somebody just because they don't agree with you or something that...
It's very divisive, that topic.
Yeah. We're talking about life, and some people don't necessarily value life. You know, we could go in and into that even deeper, but I think that Kanye was just like anyone else that wants to run for presidency, we should at least listen to them out and learn their views and their possible intentions.
Well, his intention... I'm a conspiracy guy. His intention is to split the Democratic vote. He ain't gonna fucking win. It's to split that vote to let Trump win again. That's his intention.
You know what? I thought that.
You thought that first.
Okay. But I changed. A lot of his views are very right wing, just conservative views, especially his stance on abortion. In fact, his stance on abortion is so much louder than anybody in the Republican Party has been in years. He's outright, like, if you look at anyone's thoughts on abortion when they get asked from the podium, on the right side, there's no, I'm against it, besides Pence, you know, Pence.
Right, for sure.
But besides him, and that's probably why he's on the ticket with Trump in the first place, because he has his stance on religion, and he's you know, but, yeah, his belief system is really on the right side. So,
yeah.
At first, you might think he's trying to, you know, break off a large part of the Democrats. But if you look at his policies and certain things he's proposing, even though it's not a lot, like, of course, you know, in depth, like these other politicians, he's kind of like taking off from the right side.
Well, the reason I say he was intentional is because he intentionally registered at certain states, at those swing states. He didn't register at all the states. He was late to some of them. But he's keeping it going at those swing states. That's why my conspiracy mind, I think.
Let me ask you this question. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this question. Did you know that there were 5 women also running?
I did not.
And the reason why they do that is because the way the parties are designed, they won't get any press if they had started in the beginning.
Yeah.
They would have ran out of steam before they even got a chance.
Right.
So they're not being publicized, but they're still running. So there's a method to how you do that, and the way he did it is the right way.
Well, I wish we had a better choice than Trump or Pence, but it ain't Kanye.
Yeah, Trump or Biden. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He agrees.
I mean, Biden. Yeah, it ain't.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You said, but it ain't.
I meant to say, I wish there was a better choice, Trump, Biden. Yeah. I don't like any of those two guys to be friends. Right. But
so on a lighter note.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the page. Did you know that there's one blockbuster video still existing?
I know what you're about to talk about. You're about to make it an Airbnb?
Yeah, they're making a blockbuster Airbnb where it turns into a sofa bed and couch and TV and VCR. You can watch what you want. They're doing it for 3 days.
Man.
So that place has been around for 20 years in Oregon.
I still have my blockbuster card.
You do? Yeah,
I left my wallet. I would have pulled it out.
I got a blockbuster card.
That's what we laminated.
That's
I will have it right here.
I had it in my wallet. I left my damn wallet. I was going to pull it out. Oh, man.
Yeah, we should put that in. We should put Blockbuster in that room.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Great memories. Blockbuster started it all with the home videos, man. Come on now. Right. So they're going to sell out the VCR tapes. I love it. The snacks are free. In fact, it's a 20-year. They've been around for 20 years, so they're doing like an anniversary situation. Mm-hmm. And it's actually only $4 a day. So they're not trying to make money off of it.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
What's $4 a day?
A day for the Airbnb.
Just,
for the
just stay,
stay there overnight.
$4?
$4.
Tell me
but
about
there are conditions. There are conditions.
I ain't staying nowhere for $4.
For $4? You know who else is staying there for $4?
Bugs. Well, everything else from the 90s.
That's it. Lie to me. Charge me $400. I'll feel better.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
the
right? Charge me $400 for the same thing.
You obviously have to make reservations. You can't be from any state. Like, they understand that their whole coronavirus situation is still going on, yeah. So you can't just travel from anywhere to go there. It's September 18, 19, and 20th. And so they're doing I think that's great. I didn't even know it was a Blockbuster video still existing. Let's talk about that the other day.
No, yeah, it was the last one.
It's the last one, right?
Yeah, Blockbuster messing up, man. They mess up on Netflix, you know. So.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's cool though.
Blockbuster should have been smart and become the new Netflix.
I think they
wasn't thinking about.
Well, remember, they had an opportunity to become the next Netflix when they had the Redbox. When the Redbox came out of the machines, they had the opportunity to change then, and they I guess they were just like, "This is how we're going out, man." They could have definitely been the next Netflix. Netflix saw that opportunity. Shout out to Netflix for one. Splitting their company with their employees the way they do and having them have a piece of the company, I think that's one of the only few.
Amazon doing it now as well.
Amazon's doing it?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, those big, they have no choice, man. You know?
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers. All their fans have ownership in their seats.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cheeseheads, shout out to them.
Cheeseheads, no joke. Yeah, they travel too.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, in the state of state of California, San Francisco judge ruled that the Lyft drivers and Uber drivers become employees with benefits.
Oh, okay.
Employees to who?
To
Uber.
To Uber and Lyft.
So they're going to take care of them?
They're going to have to take care of the insurance. Yes.
Okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean for the consumer? That means we pay more for Uber?
I don't know. I think right now they haven't first off they have 10 days to appeal that, by the way. So we'll see in 10 days how that plays out.
Okay, right.
We'll get back to this.
That's good though.
I think it's great. This is something that they've been fighting for. And with the whole coronavirus they got drowned out, and the protesting they got drowned out, but they've been working on some type of benefit. So so far they got one state. I say we because it's we as a people.
Yes.
I don't work for Uber, but I say we as a people at a certain level, as people in general. I think it's a win, and you know, 5 stars to them, and hopefully that could you know hold fast, and you know, they also probably would have options of stock. They you know these type of things is going to open that up. So you know, I hope it works out. I think right now with the whole pandemic situation, I think that Uber, Lyft, and other companies are I think a little expensive now. Sometimes you could pay for the XL not going no more than 3-4 miles, $61.
That's just insane.
It's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes the same trip costs a different amount too.
Yeah,
pisses me off.
It's
man.
A little annoying.
$8 at 10 a.m. and fucking $25 at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I think is a bit much.
They have to put regulations on it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think what it is just simply about stock. So the people that make those decisions, they make money from Uber, they make money from Lyft.
Right.
They don't want if they put these certain regulations on these companies, then they're gonna lose money. So
well, Airbnb is also filing for IPO.
Wow.
This month, by the way. They money
buy your stocks now.
Well, I would say buy them now. I don't know if you know, but it went from $31 billion to $18 billion because of the pandemic. They dropped a lot of money.
They're not in a deficit though, right? Yeah. If you're looking to buy stocks and they're in the negative, they owe debt.
This is a great time
avoid
to buy
them. If they're in the plus still,
yeah.
Yeah, ride it out. So I think this is why they're considering going public, because it's a dramatic drop in money.
Yeah, it is.
So
that thing is proportionate to the world. It's proportionate. Right. Everybody's dropping their equity and everybody.
Definitely, I'm surprised they haven't dropped more, but that's a significant amount. That's almost half.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's 32%.
That's insane.
But that means what? That means you can only go up.
Go up.
Well, yeah,
you have to. Once everything opens up, people start traveling.
I'm not going
to
say things are normalizing, but I would say that, like,
schools are opening.
Schools are opening up. I'm going to say hypothetically, because we know, again, we talked about that with the 2%, if it goes to 3% for kid, and again, we don't know about the faculty, if they play a part in that, we don't know about how that was.
There's no way they're going to not open up the schools. Well, the question is if the
September 12th is the day.
Well, keep in mind, we're very New York centric, right? We went through all the shit first, so shout out to everybody dealing with it now, man. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
We went through the trauma. We went through it, and we kind of passed that storm, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And some people are in the storm right now, man, so good luck to everybody out there.
I mean, I think we'll see. Hopefully everybody, you know, follows suit. You know, we're a very dense state. Everyone lives on top of each other.
Now, keep in mind, other people, they start school in August.
A lot of them. California already started.
You see what I mean? Like that.
So I mean, they're still in school now, so.
You see?
And I know they have the options. You know, we talked about this in the other show. They got, like, half days. And it's different. It's, you know, the hours are less. People have options to stay home. So they're given options. So,
right.
And you know. I guess they want to see how it's going to play out. I think it's very responsible to not just rush it and just send like 33 children in a room, one room. And by the way, in case you guys, I mean, different states, different countries have different, you know, we talked about Catholic schools closed and 15 Catholic schools closed. And the thing is about that, whether you're religious or not,
they closed for good.
They closed down for good.
Jeez.
Right?
Shout out to the Rice Raiders. Anybody went to Rice High School, shout out to you, man. That's my high school, man. They closed it down 4 years ago. Schools. Now it's a charter school.
That's insane.
Well,
that's
Rice Raiders.
You have now people, spokesmen now are speaking for the Catholic schools. I think that they got to that point where they're feeling desperate now.
Yeah.
And they're talking about they're going to or will practice safe distancing and along those lines, because it looks like it's becoming a trend. It looks like they're all going down. And the reason why I say it's important to have Catholic schools is only for this particular reason, to give children choices. Choices are very, very important. You know, education, the difference is vast. It's extremely different.
Mm.
You know, you're talking about sometimes 3-4 levels of education.
Yeah.
Depending on Catholic schools versus
let me jump in a little bit.
Jump in.
Let me defend my New York City teachers, because in a Catholic school, right, you don't have to be certified by the New York State to the same degree as a New York City teacher. That's number one.
Right.
Right. Some are. I'm not saying they're not, but they don't have to be. Same with charter school, too, by the way. You can work as a teacher and have a bachelor's degree, and you don't have to have a master's degree in education. You can start your career like that.
That's good.
That's a fact. Hold on. So the Catholic school thing, what makes them a little bit more advanced, it's not because they're so much greater. It's because you have parents like us that's going to be on their kids. You know, I'm paying $500 a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on that ass.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you got to do. So it's more about the responsible parents that make that education in a Catholic school better, my opinion.
And that just brings me to that just proved the point. The point is that when you are in a position to choose and to be able to pay for your child's education, you have more say-so.
Yes.
But and shout-outs to those teachers that are not the DOH, DOE, charter schools. They don't have the same type of benefits. The job security is not the same. And they still go in. And
they still grinding. So you're right. Shout-out to them, too.
And not only that, but even the nurses are still in that same category. They don't have the same benefits. So shout-out to those teachers that go in. Shout-out to those volunteers, nonprofit organizations that go to work and teach children. You know, I just wanted to say that. What do you think about
Twitter, Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Uber, Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, and Apple was hot. Twitter account. What do you think about that?
Apple was hot?
Yeah. No. Twitter was hacked.
Wow.
Their accounts were hacked on Twitter.
Apple's account on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
I mean, it's the same problem that we've been going through for the last couple of years. There's this kid, that 15-year-old hacker, that he had a court hearing.
15?
Yeah. 15 years old, had a court hearing. Because of social distancing, they had it on camera. And that, in the courtroom, was a hack.
You kidding me?
Put a bunch of pornographic.
No way. That.
So it's just like laughable. It's like, so we're having a security issue, you know. Trump talks about it sometimes.
Yeah, but
they talk about the TikTok.
And yeah, but for him, I'm not saying that he is or he isn't, but my assessment, and I could be wrong, is he's using people's fears to gain votes. The fact of the matter is,
not the votes, it's more the power.
Well,
same difference, no?
Essentially, it's the same thing, but I think he wants more authority with social media.
Absolutely. More say so, more trust, people backing him. And the truth of the matter is, they teach coding in kindergarten. First grade, they teach coding. Yeah, I know, I've taught coding. Mm-hmm. So, coding could be rewritten at any time. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. So, if just because you have a master's or you know, a doctorate or whatever you type of education you have, doesn't mean that somebody can't just come along and rewrite your program. So that's just how it is.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. And I don't see them fixing it. I think it's going to get even worse. 15-year-old, 13-year-old hackers, they're getting famous now. You know, the craziest story, the more famous. So, I'm talking about that kid. I don't know his name, but I definitely don't want to get hacked. Shout out to
that. Don't hack us.
Leave my accounts alone, man. Unless you're putting money in them.
So let's go. Let it go on Fast and the Furious. April 2nd, 2021. Let's go or let it go.
I'm good, man. I don't care about Fast.
By the way, technically,
I mean,
they say it's the 9th, but it's actually the 12th. They just didn't call some of the movies Fast and the Furious.
You talking about Shaw?
Yeah, you got a couple of movies in between there.
I don't really care.
And then they're having another one coming out after.
I'm good. Shout out to Vin Diesel. And,
they're not putting it out there because people are not watching. People watch it. People enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a franchise at this point, man.
I mean, it's one.
I'm not gonna watch it, but
you're gonna watch. So what you say? Let's go and let it go. You wanna let it go?
I said let it rock. I mean, let everybody watch it. I'm not watching it.
But that's good.
So you saying let's go?
Let's go.
Let it go.
I'm saying let it go. I don't want to see no more Fast.
I keep it moving. Rock.
Well, I'm gonna see that.
I'm gonna say. Let's go. I looked at the coming attractions. It looks.
It's cool.
It looks good enough to watch. It looks like first off, shout outs to Vin Diesel for just
he's cool. I like him.
He's in the top 10.
Tyrese?
Was he in the top 10? I'm not sure.
Is Tyrese?
I didn't see Tyrese.
He's good in that. I'll watch it just for him.
Tyrese is great.
And he can sing, bro.
First off, I don't know if I've said this on David Talks. I've met Tyrese, and he is just in a short period of time. I had a brief conversation with him. He's very, this is a really cool dude.
Yeah, he seems like a genuine dude.
I know that he was in the news for something else. And
Is he married?
Is he married? I don't believe he is.
Sure. I'm pretty sure. He's single. He's got 10 movies. There's a lot of entanglements.
No judgment to Will Smith, because I know they're getting it in.
Hey, word.
Listen.
I got to let's go, let it go. This is a weird one.
What's that?
So, Broadway is doing a musical on Princess Diana.
Rip.
That sounds left field, right?
That sounds. I mean, what's the Amelia Estefan? They did a Broadway play on her. I enjoyed it.
But this is more political. This is like real serious stuff.
I can't really imagine them telling them
the truth.
The truth.
Well, they're gonna premiere it on Netflix. One day before they do it.
I'll say let's go.
Me too.
Yeah, I'll say let's go.
Seeing it, right?
I want to see it. I want to see a Broadway version of it. I'm.
You think you're going to tell the truth in there, man? What's up?
So let's just... Wait a minute. Look what just happened. Us three men just said, let's go. Let's watch Princess Diana's story, right? That's because we kind of grew up on it, and it's history,
Well, that's because...
It's a world event.
Because her death was suspicious.
Yeah.
That too. You know?
For sure.
In Paris. I've seen the, like the way the road goes down in Paris, and I was just looking at that, and they said somehow the paparazzi somehow cut them off. I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
I don't know. I ain't saying nothing.
But I know a little bit more. I know a little bit more than that. England. Yeah. Shout out to England. Shout out to Paris.
But I'm definitely interested in seeing that. I want to see how they portray that. It's a modern day princess, right?
You know? I'm not paying $400 ticket to go see them Broadway. I'm not going to Broadway to pay that shit. I might watch it on Netflix.
Sure. I'm still gonna watch Hamilton.
Hamilton was pretty good. It's not accurate.
Yeah, I heard
it's just history, totally but it was great.
Yeah,
it was.
I heard Hamilton had slaves. What's up with
that? Oh, you know, you just read my mind, man. Because the director, what's his name, Lin-Manuel.
Shout out to Lin, our homie,
Boricua from the Bronx.
He gets paid about $53 million a year.
But he was so upset that Goya went to the White House and said, "God bless the president." Wait a second, Hamilton was a slave owner,
right?
And you're making millions off of his story. So
wow, that's interesting.
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's true. It also brings attention. And not only that, but I think it's okay for, you know, what society calls Black and Hispanics to finally start benefiting financially off of us.
We just spoke about that last episode. I'm with it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is going to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, and I think it's great that he's upset.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Hey, he's a beast, man. Shout out to him.
He's using his status to be able to influence his opinion on how he feels. And he feels he's responsible to say what he has to say. Shout out to him.
So, on that note.
On that note, thanks for watching David Talks. We'll see you guys again. Much love.
David Talks.